The music wafting over the speakers in malls and stores reminds us that music is a big part of Christmas. How much, you ask? Great question. This is Pastor Scott Bover from Westlow Baptist Church, your pastor for the day. Worship set to music usually plays an immense role during the season we're now in with its dark nights and bright lights. Even a quick scan of the carols in our hymn book speak of singing and praising. You'll also find great old words like hail and enthrone and laud. In Luke 2, 13 to 14, we read of the angelic chorus that the shepherds witness. Though this scene feels so familiar to us, let's linger over the sounds of that first Christmas or the music of Christmas. Now, be honest, wouldn't you have loved to have been at this concert of praise? Have you ever wondered what it'd sound like? A multitude of pitch-perfect, glorious servants of God? I'll bet they belted out their message. I imagine they lifted the roof. Oh, there wasn't one. It was outside. The shepherds may not have been the concert type. I'm sure none of them had a tux. They're common folks, the earthy herdsmen, like many of us. Maybe that's why we love this scene so much. Did you notice that God chose to announce the Messiah's birth to ancient Israel's everyman? They are the ordinary, the common, the workaday folk. Ordinary people doing ordinary things until they're surprised by God. That's the way it is for his people. We're just doing what we do, and God shows up in his power and prestige. The praises that break forth from the angelic host must have been stunning. And while I'm personally unable to produce good music, more of a joyful noise guy, I readily appreciate it. God designed me with that capacity. We're blessed and we benefit from music. That's what makes the music of Christmas marvelous in this narrative. We hear words like, still their heavenly music floats, or all the weary world, or the King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Music augments, it accentuates the wonder of the nativity story. In the fullness of time, God rends the heavens and becomes part of time and space. The marvel of incarnation, or the enfleshment, is that God's great plan of redemption has begun. God comes in humility as a servant to address personally our great need, rescuing us from our sin. Jesus grows, teaches, displays his power, makes his way to the place of sacrifice on Calvary's Mount, lays down his life for ours, makes a divine exchange 3 days later, conquering death. And it is for this reason that we sing, that we still desire to worship. God seeks worshipers, and he's found them in us. Everything folds in upon this great, grand truth. The narrative of Christmas is essential to our enjoyment. Those who know about the form and structure of music probably know about Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. It has a strong tonal center. There's a foundational note that has varying overtones. In other words, good music has order and it flows. What the Hallelujah Chorus does is glorify the tonal center like the hub of a wagon wheel. It's all connected. Folks, think about that. That's what we do at Christmas. The coming of the Messiah on his rescue mission makes balance and wholeness and peace gloriously possible. I wonder, do you know him? The Christmas angels remind us that we need a tonal center. God seeks worshipers, and I was restless until I rested in him. Jesus Christ is the major note of history, and he makes our hearts want to sing his praises. Merry Christmas, wishing you joy in your journey. This has been Pastor Scott Bover from Westlow Baptist Church, your pastor for the day.